Hi everyone, you're listening to the very first episode of the 40 is the End podcast. I'm your host, Kat Branch, and you might be wondering, 40 is the end? What is that about? Seriously? Well, to answer your question, this podcast is about everything that people don't expect about 40. So we'll delve into things surrounding fearing and embracing and also loving 40. There's some fear involved in that. When you start to get to your late 30s, you start to like, oh, 40. People start to hit 40 and start to look down. I don't know if they're looking down and over a cliff or down into their grave, but there's some anxiety that's associated with turning 40. For many people, not for all, but for many, and I would be in the number that would include the many. So yeah, around the age of 38, 39, I started to become a little anxious about turning 40 because you think, at minimum, I have another 40 years to go. And when you feel like you've hit the halfway mark in your life, that created for me a little bit of anxiety. And so I started to do, right at 39, a lot of self-reflection. A lot of self-reflection about where I was in my life, those things that I wanted to change, how I felt, how I could feel better about entering this next phase in life, because it was completely different from anything that I had done up to that point. And I remember years and years, I think when I turned 29, was 29 to 30, I remember I had an associate who I will never forget. We were having lunch and she said, and I said, oh, I'm going to be 30. I'm going to be fabulous. And she was like, oh no, when you turn 30, it's not being fabulous. You're learning in your 20s, you learn who you are. In your 20s, you're finding yourself and who you are. And in your 30s, you're trying to figure that out. And then in your 40s, you're embracing it. And I would have to say that is exactly true. I'm still doing a lot of work as I discover who I am at 40, but in my 40s, I will have to say that I'm embracing this. This is who I am. And if there are things about me that are not at a detriment to myself or anyone around me, those are things that are okay, because all I can do is strive to be the best version of myself. There's not going to be a whole lot of things that I can really change as it relates to maybe my personality, the things that I like and what I don't like. And that's okay, because that's me and that's who I am. And essentially, you either take it or leave it. So again, in fearing and embracing and loving 40, I'm on this journey to be the best, the absolute best reflection of myself, and I am loving it. So if I were to title this episode, I would have to say what really came to me in this was procrastination. And procrastination has been a huge problem for me in my lifetime. I have found, I used to say, as it related to when I was in school and in undergrad and in grad school, that I did my best work under pressure. And the problem with being able to do good work or okay work under pressure is when you still are able to achieve something that you deem as good, a good grade, or being able to still get something done even though you waited until the last minute. But on top of that comes anxiety, fear, and was that really your best? When I look up the definition to procrastination, it says the action of delaying or postponing something. I'll read that for you one more time. Procrastination is the action, because it's an action. Even though you're choosing to do nothing, it's still an action. The action of delaying or postponing something. And it was amazing to me that this came to my mind, because I procrastinate a lot. I procrastinate in every area of my life. And most often, procrastination does not bring me joy. Procrastination brings me anxiety. It brings me, as I said before, fear. It brings me mediocrity. And so, as I enter into 40 and I get closer to the halfway point of my life, I realize that I have to get stuff done. I cannot get back the 41 years that have already happened. But I have at least, and I'm claiming this, at least another 50 years to live a life fully engaged, prepared, and fulfilling my life and my dreams and my goals with joy, with peace, with love, with adventure, with all of the things that life should be. So my vow to myself is that get up and do it, whatever it is. And so the reason that I came up with this title to procrastination, and I'll be sending this podcast out. The first person who will listen to this podcast will be my friend and mentor. She knows who she is. And she sent me a text message, and I'm going to be honest. She sent me a text message at about, I'm in Chicago, so it was probably 8:30 or 9 o'clock. I think it was 8:30 on the East Coast, so it was 7:30 here. She sent me a text message, and I said this earlier about how's it going. And I said, oh, I'm practicing, and I'll send it out to you in the morning, the podcast. And I felt so bad, because I said, I just lied to her, because I'm procrastinating. Because I told her when I left home that I'm going to record it in Chicago because I'm excited. You know, this is the first thing that I've done on my own as a grown woman. And that's not to take anything away from my husband and my family. It's just, there are things in life that, you know, you're your own person and you want to be able to do things on your own, because I had a lot of anxiety about coming here on my own and navigating the city. But it's felt very empowering to know that I can navigate this world on my own and be thankful and grateful that I have the ability to do that. To be dependent on yourself, to believe in yourself, and to believe and to set your mind that I can do this. I can do this. And I'm here, and I'm doing it, and I'm enjoying myself, and I've been by myself. And being fully dependent on yourself and knowing that you can accomplish something is something that is empowering. So, to my friend who knows who she is, I didn't ask her if I could share her name, but I'm hoping that she will be one of my first guests on the podcast. Thank you for texting me and asking me, and because it made me feel very guilty for lying to you. So I had to get up, get myself prepared, and get going. Because, listen, this podcast is going to be far from perfect. It's my very first one. I'm not editing it. I am speaking from my heart about what it is that I intend to accomplish with this podcast. It's simply to share who I am and the things that are taking place in my life to propel me to a place to live a life that's adventurous, creative, full of love and joy. And to hopefully along the way do something and share something to uplift someone else, not only here but in my daily life, to be an inspiration, because we can't do this thing called life on our own. And it's only through trial and error that we learn. And sometimes we can learn from people's mistakes. Other times we choose not to. However, you can't be closed off and expect that your life will change. And so this is me challenging myself to commit to something, to create something that is something of my own, to give me the creative outlet that I really needed to have. And I'm just thankful for a friend that challenges me. I have a few good friends that challenge me every day to be better and to do better. And that's important. So I don't want to be too heavy. I know it's already been kind of heavy on this first podcast. But again, I just wanted to introduce myself, share a little bit about the podcast, share about the things that we'll be tackling. Again, I've shared who I am a little bit, and I intend to do more. So I said who I am. I'm Kat Branch. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I'm a daughter, a sister, a friend, and I'm gainfully employed full time. I'm a manager, business, fiscal, and business administration at a public university that I love. I love what I do during the day, but I'm also a creative person. So entering into the realm of a podcast is fun. I've always loved to talk, When I was a little girl, I used to be in my room pretending that I was Oprah. I love meeting people, talking to new people. So talking to myself, I'm not new to this. I have been talking to myself for a very long time, so I have no problems with it. Where am I? Where am I in my life? If I ask myself that question, I am at the point in my life where, again, I'm 42 years old, and I'm currently not only transforming my body, I'm transforming the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. I have embarked on a journey to lose weight for the very last time in my life. And I say that wholeheartedly because it has been a process. I have been on a lifestyle change for the past, let's see, I started in January, February, March, April, May, June. 5 months on this. I've been on a nutritional plan for about 5 months. I'm down 42 pounds and counting. And it's funny, when you start to change something, it starts to roll over into other areas in your life. So this weight loss thing has truly been a godsend. It has changed me mentally. Because if you can't commit to yourself, you really can't commit to anything else. So that is another thing that's occurring and where I am right now in my life. I am a mother to two children. I have a beautiful bonus daughter, and I have a son who is 7 years old, and he is my mirror to make me be better. And I have a wonderful husband who is very encouraging, who's been supportive, and is the reason why I can sit here in a hotel room in Chicago, Illinois, and attend a conference. I'm actually here at the Society of Human Resource Managers conference, and it is huge, to say the least, but full of energy and very exciting. And the last point I want to talk about is, where am I going? I am going to be better. That's where I'm going. I'm going to be the best, as I said before, the best version of myself. And I'm excited about it. It's going to be a process. However, I intend to enjoy my life. I'm doing a lot of things that I have not done before. And it feels good. It feels very good. It feels very good to live your life. And as we enter into our second phase in life, it's important to fill your life with what's most important. I'll go ahead and share here now that I'm actually doing the keto diet. And so that's no carbs. It's, well, 20 grams less of carbs, and I usually get all of my grams of carbs from vegetables, about 70 grams of protein, and so it's a high fat, moderate protein, and very little carb. My choice, to each his own. I've been very successful with this in eliminating sugar from my life. Because sugar, I know I was addicted to sugar. And so by taking something away from yourself, it's almost like, obviously I said it's like a sacrifice, but really it's not a sacrifice. It's a lifestyle change, because I want to be better. Now, that's not to say that when I get to a certain point that I won't allow myself things here and there, but I'm not going to do this yo-yo dieting that I've done all of my life. I know who I am now, and so it's important for me. It's like, once you learn and you figure things out about yourself, why keep going back to them again? Stay the course and focus on what's most important in you sustaining your life and where you are and who you are. So I said that to say about it being on the keto diet is, it has been mentally a challenge, because for so long I relied heavily on food, and whether happy, sad, bored, or whatever, I would have food to lean on. And now that I don't have that, I have really had to look within and focus on those things that add sugar to my life. And the funny thing about it is, all the time that I was searching for something within food, unhealthily, and now that I've taken away that thing that was an addiction for me, that sugar, I found that the sweetness in my life comes from the things in my life and the people in my life that mean the most to me. which are my family, my wonderful husband, my children, my parents. It's just, they're the sugar in my life. And when you get all of the junk, when you really start to focus on the junk and eliminating it from your life, and that's not just about food, it's about anything in your life that serves no purpose but to either be to your detriment or to be a distraction, which is still a to your detriment. So, like I said, by me changing my eating and everything I've been doing up to this point has really transformed other areas of my life, and I'm very glad about it. And so that's who I am. This is where I am right now, and here's to where I'm going. So I just want to say thank you for listening. This podcast will run every Saturday, and I intend to commit to that. And next week, I'll kind of delve a little bit more into what you can expect from the podcast, some things. But I really just wanted to chat a little bit, share a little information about who I am, and introduce myself, the podcast, and just ramble. I wanted to be accountable, and I am being accountable and removing procrastination from my life one step at a time. So again, thank you for listening. Be sure to join me next Saturday. Next Saturday will be what? June 23rd. That'll be your next podcast for another episode of 40 is the End podcast. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week.